watch it on your phone, just let me know when you see it pop up.
Man Tools is brought to you by EXO Auto Works, Colorado Springs' home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment. Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital-analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios. Twisted Apes Bar and Grill. Twisted Apes offers a full menu, live music, and they're the home of Twisted Radio. Check them out at twistedapes.com. Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area. Starting at just $35, you can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/madridmaintenance. Trevor's Beard is brought to you by The Beard Struggle. The Beard Struggle is my go-to for beard hygiene and styling products. So you should head over to thebeardstruggle.com and use the code TLANE15 for 15% off your order.
Shit in Spanish. This is America. We have a national language. I want to check myself because America does not have a national language.
Funny how it's Father's Day. We just talk about moms. We just get drawn into it. We just can't.
To me, the idea of taking a child through a sex change to begin with is just nuts.
I think I'm going to go out and figure out. I'm going to go out here on a limb and speak for all the ladies.
Walk down the hill and I'll go ahead first.
There you go.
Take me out here.
Stay solid.
Man Tools.
Never leave it. Never trust a woman or a government.
Never trust a woman or a government.
That's right.
Is that the rules?
I believe so.
Is it in
yeah.
the Man Tools rules?
I'm pretty sure.
I wrote them. I should know. We'll figure it out. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Man Tools. That's actually Trevor. I'm actually Eric. We're at Twisted Apes here in Colorado Springs on Platt Avenue. You guys want to come down and grab some dinner, hang out, do whatever, check us out. You can actually, you know, ogle us through the window. It's like we're paid performing monkeys. It's great.
Minus the pay.
And I'm a homo erectus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got an amazing show for you tonight, so if you're prepared for more crippling disappointment in your Thursday, this is the place to get it. This is where we're at. We're at Man Tools. I'll tell you what, man. Getting back to work after this whole Rona thing has been amazing. I'm putting myself in a future position of saying that Rona's over. Just, it's over.
That's it.
We're done. It's over. Don't even want to mess with it. I've had enough. People are going back to work. The remodeling stuff's coming back. People are actually, you know, getting their houses back in order. It's become a thing again. The Twisted Apes is open, full open for business. We're having live shows on the weekends. My band played the other night. It was great, actually, to have people around and having a show. So, that being said, I had a really good day today doing restoration work for people who've lost their homes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm working with a company that does that, that has all that going on. And one of the guys that was there has been doing it for years, and he's like, oh man, you, yeah. He's like, I get it. You totally have worked in this industry for a long time, and here's why. The crew that went in the night before, yesterday, went in and taped off all of the drywall stuff that the contractor fucked up. Because let's just face it, they're in a hurry. It was kind of fly-by-night thing. They just blazed through. They didn't do the texturing very well. So he put all the tape marks up, and then my brother came around behind me, and as you take the tape marks off as you finish things, right, so you don't have, you know, blue tape laying around everywhere, yeah. Right? And then you actually take those. You have to put them somewhere. So they're not all over the floor. It's a nice, you know, the place is nice and new. So you have to put them somewhere. So my brother follows me around as I pull them off, and I'm finding new places where he's, you know, having to paint, and I'm doing drywall, so I find a paint mark, we do that thing. He puts them on his paint can. I, on the other hand, do something a little different. I've got my 72 paint and drywall fix fuck up things, markers right here. I forgot I was wearing them when I came here to the Twisted Apes. And people looked at me like I had lobsters crawling out of my ears, or, you know, blue tape stuck all over my body. Well, that's what you do. You just stick it there, and then because you don't want to pick it up off the floor later. So this is what you do. There's a helpful hint for all you painter guys out there, or the finishing guys, I guess you call us, right?
We're right,
touch,
yeah.
Up finishing guys.
Yep.
So that's what you get. I'm glad it was blue tape, not green tape, or it'd be a really weird green screen situation. So how was your week? I heard you caught the Rona and died.
Almost.
Had you have died, you would have died of Rona?
Well, I did not catch the Rona. I kind of wish that I had, because then I'd be done with it. And,
sure. Yeah.
You know, oh, I already had it.
I, well,
I don't know. I don't know what you chumps are waiting for.
Right. I already told Carolyn. She's like, that's fine.
But yeah, so I had probably some kind of flu, I would guess. Symptoms were exactly what I would have expected from the Rona. So
what you're saying and what I'm hearing is that you had the flu.
Yep.
And you didn't die.
And I didn't die.
So it wasn't Rona.
I don't believe so. But, you know what I forgot?
No, because I didn't
remember. I totally forgot. We got sent these wonderful stickers from some friends of ours. I'm not sure if you even know that they're friends of ours. There's a show on a network called, In Hot Water.
Okay.
The network's called Compound Media. The show is called In Hot Water. They have some stickers that say COVID is just, the flu with a better publicist.
That's awesome.
So they sent us some stickers. We sent them some stickers, and we will be at some point sticking these stickers up in places that will let us do that, and just taking pictures, and then posting them on social media.
That'll be great.
Yeah,
super great. Oh man, well it's been a weird week in the news. I think we should jump on over that, because, oh, do we have a hot topic on that one?
We've got a number of hot topics. It's like the Citadel. Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Hot topic's the only thing that's left.
Oh, remember, if you guys want to call us, that phone number is 709-285-9863. And if you'd like to join us in the chat, and to ensure that we actually see your message, because we stream on a multitude of platforms and sometimes they don't get to us. So you need to go to the tinyurl.com/mantoolschat.
Yes, that is where we will definitely see whatever you're chatting.
Exactly.
Like Zookeeper saying, damn, I wish it was over. I assume she's talking about our show.
Yep.
Or sure maybe Rona. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a show.
And a where did you go? I'm not sure. I think I just fixed it because I saw that a minute ago. Thanks, Zookeeper.
It was a good glitch.
yeah, we'll
jump to the news.
Yeah, it keeps giving me a weird error. So hopefully this is going out cleanly and crisply. We will press on. And if it doesn't, you can get it tomorrow.
All Patreons get it early.
There you go.
There it is.
All right. That is not the story that I wanted. And
that is not the story we wanted.
There's not this. I'm going to find it again in our little scripty script.
Well, we've got a scripty script happening. This is local news. We are located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and we are broadcasting live from the bunker at Twisted Radio, where people are coming to the window and saying, "What the hell's up? You guys are awesome." That went over live on the air, so we all saw that. Yeah, dude. We saw your penis on the air. Good job. Good job, Zach. Good job. whilst the news is loading, speaking of Colorado Springs, this show and all the podcasts that come out of Twisted Radio are going to be broadcast live at 10 different locations in Colorado Springs, in Utah, and in Florida. So every time we go live, they will be on the TVs at other
at
places.
Those places, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be super awesome. It's a media extravaganza. Sure, go.
Well,
content, people. Quality content. That's what we go for.
As we were talking about, things are open. However, of course, it can't just be open. We've been ordered, restaurants have been ordered to open at 25% capacity. And some are going, that's not going to cut it. I'm just going to stay closed.
So, I'm sure.
Like, apparently Rico's.
Yeah, Rico's. Now, this isn't just in Colorado Springs. Denver downtown is basically decimated.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of businesses that just said, well, we can't make it through.
25% isn't going to do it.
Colorado Springs is, I don't know. I think we've been fortunate enough to where a lot of us are, not for lack of better words, but, you know, we're saying fuck you and we're going to, you know, try and stay open. We're going to try and keep going because first wave knocked out everybody who wasn't firmly instantiated in the community.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
New businesses, fledgling things, startups were all just completely wiped out.
Like if you didn't own your building,
basically,
you were probably gone.
Yeah. Or had a long-term lease and long history with your landlord. You were just, you're gone. That's what it boiled out to. So.
Oh yeah. So, Cone is saying how I saw that post, Mike, that, you guys came out here for lunch. The, EXO Auto Works crew came for lunch out here at, Twisted Apes.
Yeah. The owners here said you guys, came here and,
didn't tip and harassed everybody.
Yeah, everybody and drank them out of every beer they had. So I had to make a special order for tonight for us. Good job, buddy. Go EXO Auto Works. On the move, I guess.
Yeah, EXO right? On the move.
EXO on the move. That's awesome.
And speaking of Morty, thoughts and prayers and stuff.
Yep.
I heard he was in a pretty nasty accident.
So our the band father, we call him around town, the godfather. He's the band father.
Yeah.
So hopefully, much to a speedy recovery. And I know his business isn't doing all, you know, I mean, they're struggling just like everybody else.
And yeah, it's, what's that old saying? It's tough all over.
It is. I was this close. Actually, I was this close to folding it up and taking Madrid maintenance and, either doing something with it or, you know, basically going and working at 7-Eleven for $15 an hour. I was like, I need gas money. And then I get to do something super amazing with good friends from Denver, who hopefully are coming out tonight, and doing something laudable. We're rebuilding people's places that they lost in fires.
That is...
It's like putting their homes back together.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding.
And just in time, the Gazette started giving us an ad, so we'll move on to our next story.
Perfect. Perfect timing. So this guy...
And
you
go.
You might know him as the Commander-in-Chief. Real trusted news. Wow. If you have to say you're the king, if you have to say I am the king, are you really the king? If you have to tell people you're a trusted news source. Ladies and gentlemen, Mantools is quite reputable in their news reporting. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Chrome is not being my Chrome's friend
being
tonight.
A, Chrome's being a cult.
There we go. At least got the headline in there. Oh, and it's gone. And scroll just a little. Just a little.
Come on. Come on, Chrome.
Close enough. We'll roll with that.
Roll it.
And bring us back onto the right scene. Yeah, President Biden has issued, by at this point, this is a couple days old, an executive order reversing the previous ban on... service for transgender personnel in the military. On the face of it, my opinion is, I don't care if someone wants to be a ma'am. Well, I mean, you got to be commissioned to be a ma'am.
Yeah,
but,
you really do.
You know, that type of thing. The issue that I have is, along with the whole transgender thing, comes a lot of medical issues. And if you're in the military, your medical care is on we the taxpayers.
Right.
So what's unclear is, for example, if someone wants to fully go through with the transition, are we going to be on the hook to pay for that to happen? Is that just going to be part of their medical care? That's
that was not made clear in this bill.
Well, it's not a bill. It's an executive order.
Executive order, excuse me. It was not made clear in this footnote in history. Whether or not the taxpayers are going to end up paying for this thing. You do realize that if somebody comes in with a, let's just call it a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Any medical or mental or whatever pre-existing condition into the military that then passes muster, passes through all those tests, then it is on the taxpayers to fit the bill for all said pre-existing conditions.
Well, and that's a big reason why when you join the military, you go through a huge battery of medical tests, and there are tons of medical issues that disqualify you from service. Everything from asthma to flat feet, and it varies between branches of service, but, you know.
Sure, eyesight, obviously. You're not going to be a fucking pilot if you look like both of us.
No, definitely not. I'm short enough but too fat. He's too tall.
I'm way too tall. Way too fat. You know, you have to be Tom Cruise to be a pilot. You can only be 5 foot two and a 110.
Yeah, that's what they want.
I mean, seriously. I mean, well, I'm not bagging on anybody. I mean, those guys got balls of steel. And they have to, you know, weight ratio somewhere else.
Well, for a long time, working with the Air Force, I have lots of friends that are current Air Force personnel. And for a long time, the Air Force standard, I guess, with, you know, because they like measure height and weight and do a physical fitness test and stuff. It was whoever the chief of staff of the Air Force at the time was a pilot, and it basically dictated that the ideal waistline for males was 32 inches. It did not take into account anything else about your build. That was the max score for like body fat, was to have a 32 inch waist.
Sure.
The end. If you had anything more than that, your score immediately started declining very quickly. And it was like, but wait, there's more than just, number one, there's more than just pilots. And he's like, no, there's not. We're pilots first. And it's like, no, you're not the Army where everyone's an infantryman.
Yeah.
not everyone in the Air Force is flying a fucking plane. Everyone in the Army can pick up a rifle. Yeah. It's a little different. And he had this, he had a very, nope, we're flying.
Let's see. We've got people posting that they've had friends whose kids were trying to get out of the military by using the transgender dog.
Yeah, you can't do the I'm gay anymore.
No, you can't.
Remember that movie where like, okay, kiss. Stripes. Pauly Stripes. Shore. No. Well, in the Army, I think did it too, but yeah. Stripes did it first. They're like, okay, kiss. All right, never mind. We're all okay.
Right. Whatever, bro. I'd have been dressed in a skirt and headed for the Canadian border. Speaking of skirts, do we have our other transgendered?
Well, yeah, we got a couple stories about the new administration's policies.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we had that in here.
I think it's this one that I'm clicking on and is an opening. And go.
And then it went.
All right, we'll give that a second to load.
We need... So while that's loading, I'm missing the one where one of the appointed offices of the Biden administration is a transgender.
Oh, we've got.
Transgender
oh,
male.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we had a story on that.
We don't. I look. That was the one I was trying to get to.
The Deputy Secretary of Health. Yes. And very interestingly, one of the first things she said that she wants to institute is to classify. What did she call it? Militant or hostile misgendering as a
hate crime?
No, because that's not her purview. As a mental health problem, which if you own guns, should be of mental great health. Concern to you because there's all kinds of pushes for, yeah. You know, taking guns because of mental health issues. So
I'm not going to let a 65-year-old man dressed in a Halloween costume going to work in a Bo Peep outfit tell me I can't own a gun. It's not going to happen. Now,
okay,
I'm pretty sure we're going to get, you know, lit up on that one. Draft Dodgers, that's a funny cone. Pretty sure I'm going to get lit up on that one, but I will say this. Everyone's looking at that meme that's going around where he's in a dress in the little Bo Peep outfit or whatever it is, Alice in Wonderland. I'm really hoping that's not what she wears to work.
Oh, the Bo Peep out? No, I think
I'm sure that was a fancy dress. Come on. People get real. Who wears that to work? Seriously, except for Michael Cohn. I mean, on a Thursday.
When I look around,
okay.
I see what
from.
We're capable of.
I don't know, bro.
And Cone that's why we're here today. Not for who we are, but who we could be.
Painted.
Truest in the NFL. We believe in your potential.
National Fornicators League. I believe in your potential.
Come on, Chrome. Here's what I really don't get. We have like fast, super flying internet.
Yep.
And everything on Chrome. So it's got to be this computer.
And I shut everything down, remember?
That is the problem.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the other executive order that we wanted to talk about. Along with the military, there's also an executive order. I presume the teeth to this one has to do with funding for schools.
Oh, of course.
But there's an executive order that's now saying that schools need to include transgender athletes in girls' sports. Of course, that's a horse that we've beaten to death many,
over
many times.
Again.
So now, you know, my guess is some kind of funding that the executive branch has control over will be withheld from school districts that
sure.
don't comply with that, which means you're going to start seeing a lot more of this. And an example of biological males competing against biological females in a sport. The FC Dallas under 15 boys squad beat our U.S. women's national team in soccer in a scrimmage. Well, why is that a big deal? Well, you're going to start seeing girls who are going to lay waste to other actual born girls. And if those actual born girls have been counting on scholarships in sports, they are not going to be getting them because they are going to just get handed to what amounts to some dudes. Here's an image that I think sums this up pretty well. If the thing will stop spinning and let me click.
Take it off Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi's not on.
No,
it's on the Ethernet cable.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was dropping over.
Come on.
New bunker,
new problems.
Remember when videos wouldn't play? Those are the days.
I do. Now we got internet that'll play videos for days and days and days and days. I shouldn't have to sign into Twitter just to see an image. Nope, that's not the one I wanted. Of course it's not.
Real professional.
Yeah, thanks.
We're great.
I'm awesome.
Hey, man. Did you watch last week's show?
I watched some of it. I went to bed early because I was in my sickness.
I didn't watch any of it either.
Oh, wait. Well, it doesn't matter. The image that I had was a very funny image of this this woman, young lady, being like, I'm finally here. I'm finally playing college basketball.
Play college basketball.
And she runs out, and there's a bunch of 7-foot
fucking dudes.
Tall dudes in wigs that just
got their scholarships.
Smash her, yeah.
Yeah, they just got their scholarships. Ah, jeez.
So.
I will wager one sport that's just not going to handle any of that shash.
What's that?
Hockey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not going to handle any of the shash because at peewee level, it's free for all.
That's true.
Hockey players.
Yeah.
You're all hockey players. You can get hit in the boards, then you can get hit in the boards. We don't care.
Yeah.
What's your pad?
Yeah.
Just put your pads on, put your number on, keep your stick on the ice.
Well, but the flip to that is, will the biological women be able to put any of the biological men into the boards?
Just say it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, one out of a million.
Yeah.
I don't know. That game, too.
That would be...
I'm not going to lie. I'd watch that game. Let's see. Yeah. Other than leaving out the minimum wage portion. Which minimum wage portion? I haven't made minimum wage in years. I only make like $5 an hour. If I count all the hours I work a week. I did it once and it was depressing. It was something like $3.50 an hour.
Well, I saw a great post. It said, if minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, my burger better look like the fucking picture.
Oh, shit.
I'm not putting up with this smushed up piece of shit.
Oh, shit. Me and my guys today, they're like, wait, how much are we making today? And I'm like, you're going to do the same job we do every day. Like, well, yeah, but now I feel like I'm worth it. And I was like, oh, my God, damn, okay, guys, let's get to work. It was very nice. Today was a good day. Moving on to the news. Let's see. We have this was a hot topic conversation about 25, 30 minutes ago, right before you got here. The trading.
The GameStop stuff.
This got a little heated. Actually, I want to see if James is still here and have him pop in and see if he can talk about this a little bit.
Well, so, while you're getting him,
yeah,
I'm going to go to this. This is, I think, the best way I've seen this explained. And as this tweet says, no idea who did this, but good on them. So I'm going to read it for the the benefit of our audio only subscribers. I know at least one of my followers doesn't quite understand what is happening in the stock market right now. And that's enough to motivate me to explain, blah, 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 blah. So first you need to understand what a short is in trading. Trading. A short is when you borrow a stock from a broker and sell it immediately at its current price. So if today it's valued at $10, you borrow it, you don't actually buy it, you go ahead and sell it for that $10. then you hope that the stock falls so that you can then buy the stock back at a lower price and return the share that you borrowed, but keep your difference. So in this example, let's say you want to short stock XYZ, which currently has a price of $10. So you borrow a share and sell it immediately at $10. so you have $10 now, but then you owe your broker one share that you borrowed. So let's say the price of XYZ drops to $7. Now you decide to cover, which means buy back, your short position. So you buy that one share at $7 and return it to the broker, and then you get to keep the $3 difference. Pretty simple. But here's where things get tricky and what ended up happening. So now let's say that instead of it dropping to $7, it goes up to $15. Well, you still have to cover, so you need to come up with that $5. So this happened on a huge scale because on Reddit, a subreddit called Wall Street Bets, they noticed that a hedge fund was taking advantage of the fact that GameStop is failing. Like, they are going to go out of business. Sure. Their business model just isn't keeping up with, you know, the fact that you're going to get better service going online and physical games aren't a fucking thing anymore. Yep. Means that they are going away. Yeah. They didn't adopt like a Netflix model or something like that to keep up. So,
not only that, but the trade-in, the memes for the trade-ins is just, I mean, their reputation is
toilet. Right. But my point is that company has no way to back up what ended up happening.
No.
So of course these hedge funds were betting on it failing because the company is failing. So as the stock was going down, they were shorting it. Well, a bunch of dudes on this subreddit got together, people.
Peeps.
And said, here's a way that we can stick it to kind of the man, the financial system. So they started buying tons of GameStop stock, which starts driving the price up, which meant that their shorts turned into, I don't know what the opposite of a short is, a rise, whatever. and over the last, 48 hours, from what I understand, there was a $70 billion loss on everyone that was trying to short that stock. It got to the point where now the things like Robinhood and E-Trade,
they stopped.
The brokerages that work on behalf of people who aren't licensed brokers, basically, won't let you trade in those stocks. So if you didn't sell and get out, sorry. Now here's a misconception. People seem to think that the only victims in this are going to be these rich hedge fund managers. That's not how that's working, because I guarantee pieces of regular folks' retirement portfolios were tied up in this.
Sure.
And whenever Wall Street takes it in the pants, they get bailed out. So they're not losing this money.
No, they get bailed out.
They will definitely get bailed out. And I could see some laws start changing, to prevent something like this from happening in the future.
That was what James was talking about earlier. He said he was calling in here in just a second, but I didn't hear the phone ring.
I didn't either.
So, he was saying that now they're going to instantiate laws that say when this starts trending, that they're just going to shut it down.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
There
it is.
There he is. Right? Cohen says it's horseshit. They allowed you to sell, just not buy. That was something that happened. Hey, James, are you there? I don't hear him.
I don't hear him either.
Are you sure you have the phone the right way, James?
There we go. James, can you hear us? Okay, that works. That works.
All right.
I'm not sure why we can't hear James. The call ended. I'll try calling him. How about that?
Let's pull that screen off.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, I don't think... Does it have his number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll go to this. And I will one. I will edit that out.
That's one for you.
Hey, man.
What are we editing out?
We're editing out Trevor.
the fact that I showed your phone number to the whole world.
He didn't. It just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, cool. Hit me up, ladies.
He's single, he's handsome, he's overly intelligent, he's well-dressed, mild-mannered, and a huge, huge heart. He's a good guy. Hey, so here's some bullshit about this whole thing that they'd let you sell, but they wouldn't let you buy today, right?
So, yeah, Trevor, everything you said about the Reddit forum blowing up the stock, the hedge fund being squeezed out, all that stuff, that was 100% accurate. And then, yeah, so the smaller, they're called retail trader apps, I guess for lack of a better term, like Robinhood. And then a few other ones like Tasty Trades and E-Trades as well. They shut down buying on that stock. So you were it got to the point where it was getting so outrageous. They said, no, nobody can buy this stock anymore. We're not going to support it. I use Robinhood, and there was a notification that if you had a position in GameStop, they were only allowing you to close or liquidate your position. So it was still out there for you to pull your money out and get your gains. But there's no way to make money on the back end because, like a short sale would normally work, because as all of this was happening and the hedge fund was setting up for the stock to fail and then for them to take the short, they bought 100% of the short stocks available on the stock, all the short shares.
Right.
You know what I mean? Available on the stock, and completely bought it out. So like, now this thing is climaxed and there's nowhere for it to go, and the only thing it can do is come back down. And you're exactly right. All of the people who have retirement funds that have worked for GameStop for years, who have been set up with this, because it's not a new company. I mean, there's people who have been with that company, you know, from the beginning. You got to think about up on the higher tier. Now these people's livelihoods and are in jeopardy because of a game.
And I wasn't even talking about that. I'm talking about like 401ks that might have been wrapped up in this.
That's what he's saying right now.
Yeah.
He's saying that.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely.
That have been there for 20 years.
Right. But even if you have a 401k that has nothing to do with GameStop, it may.
Oh, yeah, because of how 401k.
Whatever it does with stocks, because they all have some kind of stock thing going on typically, they could be, start checking your accounts, man. I'm going to check mine. I'm guessing I'm going to see a dip in the, you know, one of the funds in my 401k is a stock fund. I'm sure it's going to go down because of this.
One of your tech funds. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing.
Well, and then another,
You know, shutting down shouldn't be allowed is what Cohn is saying. And it's, we were saying earlier, it's a free market. Like,
absolutely. That's what I was about to say. Like the fact that these platforms decided. Now, mind you, stocks get stopped in trading during the day on a regular basis because the company will be waiting on news to release, or maybe they're waiting to report their financials or something like that. So there are reasons that during a regular day of trading, your stock will stop trading for some reason, and that happens. But now these brokerages are coming out and saying that if they suspect a stock is being hyped by some sort of social media platform, like what happened with GameStop now, that they're reserving the right to stop trading on that and investigate and see what's going on. So this opens up a floodgate of interpretive, I guess, decision making for these guys to say, oh, well, we think that's going way too crazy, and so we're going to shut that down for a minute and figure out what's going on. That completely ruins the whole idea of a free trade market.
And the other thing that's happened that doesn't have anything really to do with the market, I guess a lot of the communication that was happening to coordinate this was happening on Discord. You know, like if you're chatting with us, that's who we're using as Discord. Discord shut down that subreddit's server for hate speech, and now they're all being labeled as white supremacists. Yes.
No shit? Really?
CNN wow. even said white supremacists, they spun it really far. White supremacists try to shut down a Jewish hedge fund on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it was like, that's not what happened. Like, maybe a Jewish-run
Holy
hedge fund
crap.
Did lose their pants on this, but it wasn't just to fuck with Jews, you know, or some weird racist plot. But yeah, because, you know, Discord good. Wanted to find a reason to kick them off.
Sure.
And that's what they hate speech, because that's the easiest.
Yeah, easy button.
Yeah.
Mean, we're gonna get canned next week for the whole, you know, you shouldn't be a dude in chick sports and
probably.
Steal their.
You should be,
you
a, dude
shouldn't be a dude in chick sports and steal their fucking, you know, future in the college.
Come on, man.
Whatever. Wait, we already did. We already said it. We said it out loud.
I know. I was listening. You're right.
The band fathers watching. We want to give a shout out to. Mark Morty Mortensen, Morty on the Move. I don't know if he heard us earlier, but hey man, speedy recovery, bro. Hope
yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely.
Hope all's well.
Hope still good.
Awesome. Well, James.
So yeah. Well, that's my spin on it, man. Like, as somebody who does like I do a little bit of trading as a hobby and stuff like that. To see something like that happen live, and then the reactions, and now to hear that they're trying to label this thing as a white supremacy thing and spin it out of context, as volatile as the market is right now, because it's held up by matchstick and bubblegum right now in a lot of ways. So as volatile as it is, to see this kind of a turn, I think the future of the stock market and the future of the economy in general, and the way that things are traded and dealt with in this sort of institution, are looking at a major overhaul in the next couple of years. And I don't necessarily think it's going to be good. My advice to everybody is to invest in crypto while it's still there, and then sell it and take your money and go to the Bahamas.
Right.
The trading advice brought to you on Man Tools is not necessarily that of Man Tools or anybody else that actually knows how to count change back. So please don't listen to us at all. Period.
All right. You guys have a good show. I'll catch you later. Thanks for letting
all right,
me come
man,
in.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Next week, J-Mod and Gilla starting up their show, the Manufactured Reality Show. It will be on live at 6 p.m. Man Tools Standard Time on Thursdays. So an hour and a half before us. Just, you know what? It's just going to be a Thursday afternoon type thing where you guys chill, relax, you know, have your dinner, smoke your pork butts. Your briskets, your stuffs, and enjoy a whole evening of podcasting. It's going to be fantastical.
Yes. Well, onto the government response to this so far.
Please work.
The new press secretary, I believe her last name is pronounced Saki, was asked about this, and here was her response.
Is the White House concerned about the stock market activity we're seeing around GameStop and now with some other stocks as well?
So look at her flipping through her talking points. Oh, they mentioned the stock market.
The company that was Blockbuster. And have there been any conversations with the SEC about how to proceed?
Well, I'm also happy to repeat that we have the first female Treasury Secretary and a team that's surrounding her, and often questions about market we'll send to them.
How is that an answer?
How's that relevant?
It's not.
What the fuck?
That has nothing to do. Yeah, nothing.
She's worse.
Is the White House concerned about the stock market activity we're seeing around GameStop, and now with some other stocks as well, including the subsidiary or whatever the company that was bought?
Yeah. get a tablet. That way it doesn't look like you're rummaging.
It doesn't look like you're rummaging. You just kind of look down. Yeah, just kind of, you know, scroll through. I would like to point out that we've had a tragedy in the bunker.
What's that?
Apparently, Kurt Cobain jumped off the wall.
Yes, I saw that.
We had a Nirvana poster that just fell down.
Yeah, it decided it was done with the world.
It was done with it. He heard about GameStop and how, you know, yeah. Oh God, are we moving on from the news, Trevor?
Yeah, I think we're going to get into some cool stuff.
I like cool stuff.
If I can find the scene, there it is. All right.
And I'm really liking the headline here because of the cool stuff.
So I had no idea that this existed. I presume this is from like the Anton LaVey
yes.
Satanism.
Right.
We don't really believe in the devil, but we really like pissing Christians
off. This is why I'm doing it. This is why I sent this to you. So what I find most interesting about this little list, you know, the top 11 things that satanic rules of the earth. What I find very interesting in them is that it's mildly wholesome.
Sure. And I also find it interesting. Of course, Christianity and Judaism have the Ten Commandments. They just went one more. This one goes to 11.
It goes to 11. Thank you for pointing that out. Just for fun, I remember being in the radio days. You get another one for going to 11.
Okay, thanks.
Just in the radio days of Man Tools, there was another radio station on-air host who had a wildly fanatical Christian business show. And he, when I politely declined to go to church with him, I think he assumed that, you know, if we all worked at that place, that we're all on Team God. And I was very polite and said, you know, it's not my thing. It's not my faith. I don't, that's not it. Well, you're a Satanist.
I don't think we are going out.
It's probably for the best.
Everything's frozen on OBS. Yeah, maybe. I don't think that's doing anything.
Except for exit. Well, it's going to kill lights. Whatever. I mean, we're live.
See that?
We're live.
Okay.
So.
All right. There we go. Okay. It looked like it was frozen, and I don't see anything in the sound. So.
No, we're good.
There's the mic. Okay, I'm sorry. I got alarmed for a minute. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm just done.
You don't go to church, you're a Satanist.
Yes, if you don't go to church, you're a Satanist. And I said, no, you don't understand. I don't believe in any of that. Like, there's no such thing as all of that stuff. Like, all of it. Well, no, then you're a Satanist. No, I'm not. So I found this, and then it came up in my memories. So I sent it to you. Like 11 years ago or whatever. And what's really interesting is, let's just go through these real quick because they're not bad rules to have just for being a decent human being.
No, they you know.
Seriously, number one, do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked or unless you have a podcast show and people subscribe to your Patreon account.
Well, that's a way of asking.
$5. Do not tell your troubles, whatever, to others unless you are sure they want to hear them. That's just courteous.
That's good, yeah.
When in another's home, show them respect or else do not go there. Fair enough. If a guest in your home annoys you, treat them cruelly without mercy.
I like that one.
I'm down with it. Do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal, which in this day and age is a written consent to a triplicate with three witnesses. Number six, do not take that which does not belong to you. I kind of remember that one from another list. It was less wordy, but it was the same thing. Unless it is a bird, and this is where this one gets interesting. Do not take something unless it is a burden to the other person and they cry out to be relieved. Like the other day, like, Trevor, how do I make OBS work? It is my burden. That's pretty funny shit. Number 7, acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to obtain your desires. Magic, but if you deny the power of magic after having called upon it with success, you will lose all that you have obtained. That one seems a little... All right, now we're getting into the...
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, now we're getting into the... Ooh,
Satan.
Hail Satan. Everyone, hail Satan. Yes, please. Just remember there's a $3 parking, and we will validate it. You ever see that Metalocalypse episode? It's the best. Number 8, do not complain about anything to which you need not subject yourself.
I love that one.
It's so good. Just so
like, good. Why are you putting up with it? Just get out of it.
Get out of it. I love it. It harks back to a Jack Donovan article.
Yeah.
I don't care. Do not harm young children. Have you met me? You know what I do on the weekends? Do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for food. Totally down with that.
Yep.
I let spiders walk away. I'm like, ah, just go. You're killing the aphids or whatever.
Yeah.
You're good.
My general rule with the spiders is if they're outside, go for it. If they're inside, I'm sorry. I have to end your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm usually I usually learn about 4 million years of ninja moves in a moment when I hit my face on a spider web. I look like
that's
that guy.
That's true too.
Marty did that today. It was pretty funny. And then the best one. When walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask them to stop. If they do not stop, destroy them. And this has been the 11 satanic rules of the earth. I just find it funny that I read anything. Yeah. I think it's hilarious. Nobody else does. Perfect. Woo-hoo.
Those are some good rules. Another good rule of thumb is that if you have a problem with your car, that you should take it to EXO Auto Works. And I'm sure the site is low. There it goes. Let me scroll it down a bit. There. Perfect. And we'll go back to this one there because I want to show their information. As always, Mantools is brought to you by our friends at EXO Auto Works. They are, of course, Colorado Springs, home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change, as you see on the screen there. they also know that finding the problem is the first step to solving the problem, which is why they provide diagnostics at no charge in most cases. And they also do fleet services, fluid services, repair services, and so much more. They work on all makes and models, including high mileage cars, and they offer a 24,000 mile, 2-year nationwide warranty. So call EXO Auto Works at 719-375-3232 or go online to exoautoworks.com to book your appointment right away. Thanks, EXO.
Thank you, EXO.
And they are, of course, our sponsor for the tool of the week, which we are going to pull up right now. The tool of the week this week is none other than, I believe this is our first organization that has been the tool of the week. We've had, of course, individuals and actual tools. But the tool of the week this week is PETA. PETA actually put this out with all seriousness. They are not joking. They think that using animals as insults perpetuates speciesism. In other words, the idea that humans are better than animals, which they are, I mean,
right.
In any quantifiable way.
Sure. I mean, I don't know about tastier, but...
I haven't tried yet.
Probably with barbecue sauce.
So they recommend instead of saying chicken, say coward. Instead of rat, say snitch. Instead of snake, say jerk. Instead of pig, say repulsive. And instead of sloth, say lazy. I say...
Pig doesn't mean repulsive.
You know, I don't know.
Fucking pig.
Yeah.
Pigs, you arrest people.
or shoot the black ones.
Call them like we see them, folks. Sometimes it happens. Cliches are a cliche for a reason.
So that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. So we'd like to give PETA the tool of the week.
They are definitely the tool of the week.
Tool of the week.
And I'm introducing something new.
This is going to be amazing.
The hero of the week. We have not ever had that before. This one is not sponsored by anybody, so I'm going to get back to our web thing. Although I'm sure Michael would have no problem sponsoring this. The hero of the week this week is this lady. And come on, load up.
Our upload speeds are amazing.
The download speed was amazing. So I don't know what's going on with this computer that it's somehow stalling Chrome out.
It still has Safari installed, so there's being a little bitchy.
So a woman reportedly performed a sex act. Later in the article, it says oral sex. On a gas station robber in Slovakia, which distracted and delayed him until the police arrived.
Talk about taking one for the team.
The 24-year-old thief allegedly forced a male employee to hand over money from the cash register at the station in Bratislava early on Wednesday. The worker then fled to the back office after being punched in the face. A mystery woman, who is not believed to be an employee, just someone that came into the gas station through a back door and offered her service. Maybe they were just filming a porno. This sounds like a porno.
What the hell?
Maybe they went to the wrong location to film their porno.
Wait.
Why aren't there any cameras?
Here? All right, just do the script, honey. Just do the script, honey. Do the script. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I go in, I beat the guy up, and then you suck on my balls.
Suck on my balls. That's a really good and then the cop showed up because she kept him there.
Yeah,
good for you, lady. Way, yeah, seriously, that was amazing.
So she is definitely a hero.
Yep. Hero of the week.
Not all heroes wear capes.
That's right, some of them suck balls
and some need bibs.
That was amazing. What's up, everybody? How's it going? We're live on the air, and you're fucking with our show. I don't really care. We're going to jump over to sports because the Corona's over, and we all get to go back to our lives now. Yeah. We can actually watch hockey.
We actually have sports, so.
One quick thing before we jump to sports. Oh, yeah, the thing is it slid over. So I'm looking for the red. I'm looking for our audio.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, so anyway, one quick thing. Cone over at EXO says they're also hiring. So
okay.
If you are, and I'm going to read off a ZipRecruiter. If you are, and I'm not actually, I'm just going to go with how I've been treated there.
Right.
If you are highly motivated, organized, and competent, you should go apply there. If you don't know shit about cars or don't have a passion for it, and it, you'd rather do another job, or you'd just be super stoked, wow, I actually get paid to do this, you should go over there. Definitely.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely. That being said, Twisted Apes is also hiring.
Cooks, for a chef, yeah.
Chefs and waitresses right now. Right meow. Somebody needs to make me a sandwich. All right, we're moving on to sports. We'd like to go over these with you, but it's too far away and I can't see because.
Well, I can kind of.
Don't worry about it. You just read them, Trevor.
All right, the Wild beat the Kings 5-3. Stars trounced the Red Wings 3-1. Avalanche and Sharks are at Zip Zip It's the second period. I'm sorry. Those other games are also ongoing.
Ooh, it's Avalanche and Sharks tonight, huh?
The Ducks and the Coyotes are currently tied up. The Leafs are one over the Oilers. That's only in the first period. And the Canucks are currently beating the Senators.
So I know where my guitar player is. He's at the rehearsal space, hiding out from his family and watching hockey on our television at the rehearsal space. And I know where the Kerouacs are at the Kerouac Cafe doing the same shit and watching the Sharks get beat by the Avs. Them's fighting words.
Well, out in that San Jose, I'm sure it is.
San Jose. I'm a Colorado kid again, so I can't. I don't care. We have some strength sports coming up next. But first, we're going to wait for the computer to catch up and Trevor to push some buttons. And here we go. We're going to have some more hockey and then some strongman.
Okay, I don't think this one's working.
Yep, videos don't work.
We'll go on to some powerlifting and hopefully this one works.
I don't get it. Ah,
sigh.
We have to preload the pages, I guess. I don't get it. So bizarre.
All right. We're going to watch this dude, Daniel Bell. He squatted a lot.
A lot. Daniel Bell.
1,058 pounds, it looks like.
480 kilograms-ish. In a video, possibly.
Usually Instagram treats us pretty well. Okay, if I don't scroll past it.
Didn't you get a new mouse for this?
Yeah, but it's still upside down. The computer doesn't scroll the way I like to scroll. So we'll see how this treats us. And go. And go.
And go.
There we go.
Come on, Dan.
I don't know. I couldn't. Obviously, he's doing a lot more than I could, but I'm going to put on my critiquing hat. I'm not sure that was to depth. It looked a little high to me.
Yeah. It was close.
That's still a fuck ton of weight.
It's like lifting a car. A motorcycle over your head.
And it's not just the men. We're going to get a whoa man. Maybe. Come on.
Good times.
Yep.
So Miss Jessica Fithen smashed a 100 kilogram woman's block press and went to space. Ah, jeez.
Okay, I guess that video wasn't queued up. Fine, we'll skip it.
She did good.
And get into some history.
Moving on.
The week in history. And go. And go. Thing are you talking about? All right, so this week in his history.
We need a cool catchphrase like that.
History.
Should I do it again while the thing runs?
Yep.
History.
buddy. Come on, we'll just sit here and smile until you load up.
That's bizarre.
Yep.
Super bizarre.
Alright, well,
well, we have an interesting...
Because I can't click pages you want to
read. Yeah, sure. We have an interesting... please work. We have an history January 28th in 1986. I was actually alive and was watching it live in school. The Space Shuttle Challenger explodes just after liftoff. I do remember my teachers kind of freaking out and going... Well, that wasn't part of the plan. And then they had to shut it all down. And everybody got to go to recess early. We just had it up. That's so weird.
Yep.
Let's go to the next one.
No, Chrome's not.
Chrome's not working. Not all working, right. So. January 29th in 1942. I'm pretty sure you all know that it's going to be something about Germany. It is, and we have a winner. Germany and German and Italian troops take Benghazi in North Africa. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the picture. I guess keep going. Somehow it closed a bunch of tabs.
In 1901, January 30th of 1901, a women prohibitionists group smashes 12 saloons in Kansas, making Kansas the driest and also flattest and most boring state on record, and holding the world record for most boring day the day after this on January 31st.
Well, and showing once again that feminists have a problem with VOD.
January 31st, 1606, Guy Fawkes, Fawkes, it's an F word. Guy Fawkes is hanged, drawn and quartered for his part in the gunpowder plot in an attempt to blow up Parliament.
Which, of course, happened, remember, the 5th of November. November,
which happened later. Not that year, but a bit different. February 1st, 1951, three A-bomb tests were completed in the desert of Nevada. Oh, yeah, holy shit, we're up and running. Woo, look at that. Or have we been?
A little bit.
You son of a bitch.
With, it started with the lady that smashed up the beer.
Good job. One of my uncles has a piece of glass from that. I'm pretty sure that's why he never had kids.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
Well.
So the heat from the blast solidified the sand into these like glass structures. It was pretty freaking amazing. I've never seen it myself. I've only seen the pictures. You know, they were black and white Polaroids, but they're also glowing green. So
yes, yeah,
pretty bizarre. This is a sad day in history. February 2nd, 1960, the U.S. Senate approves the 23rd Amendment, calling for a ban on the poll tax.
And that one's not loading up.
Not
so
loading up.
We'll just.
February 3rd, 1927. President Calvin Coolidge signs a bill creating the Federal Radio Commission to regulate the airwaves. And for that, we would like to give him two fingers up.
Of course, a precursor to the Federal Communications Commission.
That is correct. So you can't basically look at the end of free speech as we know it started in 1927.
And probably earlier than that.
Yeah, I have a big problem with the FCC. And if anyone would like to know why, this is not in the script, but in February of 10 years ago, the FCC was coming down on Clear Channel to just hand them off our deal, being money from record companies and not having a fair system. It was all just a monetized system, and it was just not how it was supposed to be. You're not supposed to have payola. If anybody knows what it is, Google it. Also, Google Indies, and this was how they were trying to skirt. Payola. So the FCC on Monday of that week decided that Clear Channel, they were going to go after them and go after them vehemently. And Clear Channel said, hey, you know what? We'll give you $100,000 to go away. And the FCC said no. And I was like, hooray, good for you, FCC. go after those bastards because they're just playing the same shit over and over again, and you have to pay to be on the air, and it's not fair. And then Tuesday said, "Oh, we'll give you, you know, $200,000 to just go the fuck away." And then the FCC said no. And then on Thursday they finally said, "Hey, we will give you almost $1 billion to go away." And the FCC said, "Oh, all right, well, we'll just go away," and basically making Paola and the corrupt system of terrestrial radio legal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, with that being said, we probably lost our stream, and hopefully we'll get it back for just this second. It was probably a good idea that our stream got lost over that whole soapbox. In closing, we'd like to thank our sponsors, EXO Autoworks and Harmonic Studios, Twisted Apes Bar and Grill, Madrid Maintenance, and all offsite video productions provided by Lone Wolf Productions. Thank you for watching and or listening. Please check us out on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. All social media, just do the @mantoolsmedia. We are everywhere. For merch, please check out a really cool new site. It's new to you, but we've been using it for a while. It's working out great. It's mantoolsmedia.redbubble.com, including our new Male Lives Matter and Mandates Are Un-American Designs. You guys, please check those out. And last, certainly not least, our Patreon at patreon.com/mantoolsmedia. We upped our patronage last 2-3 weeks ago because we were going to have a monkey tail if we got enough subscribers. That was a good drive. We'll probably have another drive like that, a PBS drive, you know, where we're on all the time asking for money.
Right.
But instead of just being like, please support our station, it'll make you feel better and you'll be a creepy hippie. Instead of doing that like PBS does, we'll do something completely outlandish and bizarre.
I don't know. Maybe we'll set a goal, and if we reach it, I'll shave my head.
Right there with you.
We can try something.
We'll
like
do that.
Yeah,
something like that. I'll shave your head.
Yeah. Well,
okay. I mean, whatever. No. Upcoming events at Twisted Apes this Saturday night. Tomorrow night is Friday. It's karaoke here at Twisted Apes. You guys come on down. It's obviously free. Just get after it. Have a good time. Dinner, drink specials all night long. Also, Saturday night will be Mosquito Pass. If you guys have not seen them, they're one of the top 5 country bands Colorado right now, hands down. So please come out, check them out on Saturday. Next week after that will be Mystic 7. We'll keep you in the loop on all the Twisted Ape events as they are our gracious host here, the new bunker, on the 3070th floor of the Twisted Apes. You can walk right past us and check us out through the window. We'd like to thank them again. Thank you all for watching and or listening. And we hope you have a really a great weekend.
Good night, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code CHAMPION and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.